Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, Fightful friends and fans? Tempest is here representing Fightful with the one and only Anthony Ogogo here at the All In Media Scrum. Anthony, thank you very much for taking.
You good?
I'm very good. I'm getting to talk with the governor himself.
Governor.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Man, an absolute pleasure.
Yeah. So first of all, I got to ask, we're here All In Weekend, Wembley Stadium. What does it mean as somebody who grew up watching wrestling in the UK to not only see wrestling come back to Wembley Stadium for the first time in 31 years, unbelievable. But what does that mean for UK wrestling, the fandom that UK fans have for pro wrestling, all of the above? What is this weekend?
You said it. It's unbelievable. Like, and that's the word that gets thrown around too much. Unbelievable. When you think of it, you cannot believe it's happening. I was watching AEW at the time, Dynamite, when Tony announced that we were coming to Wembley Stadium, and I couldn't believe it. Mm. I was like, stadium? I thought maybe the arena there, which is Wembley Arena, but like the stadium, I thought, that's got to be a typo, surely. Big fucking typo. but I was like, nah, and it's happened. No, it's happened. We sold so many tickets on day one. Mm-hmm. We sold so many tickets without even announcing a match on the card. And I mean, I've been coming here my entire life. I've seen so many football games here. I've seen artists here, sing here, perform here. I love this place. This is the greatest stadium in the world, if you ask me, or any English person, any Brit out there. So to have... to be a tiny little part in the company that's performing here is, it's awe-inspiring. It's unbelievable. It means so much for wrestling. And the thing is, the main thing for me is like, the great thing what Tony Khan, I think the best thing he did for creating AEW was getting us on ITV. Now, mm-hmm. ITV in the UK is terrestrial TV. Like every person, every house in the country has channel 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, no matter what. Now you can get Sky, which is our cable, and that's more money. But everyone has channel 1, 2, 3, 4, and our channel 3 mm-hmm. is ITV. So every house in the country can watch AEW on ITV. So it's mainstream now. It's mm-hmm. not just on those weird channels like amongst all the pornos and stuff, the 972 channels. I don't know, why do I know that? But no, it's right there. And like, hopefully, obviously wrestling fans in the car. Wrestling fans always come out in their droves because they're a passionate group of people. We are a passionate group of people, but hopefully casual wrestling fans will come. And hopefully not wrestling fans will come and fall in love with the sport, the industry, the business, the company. The next year, we do 10,000 more tickets. Mm-hmm. The next year, the year after that, we do it over 2 days. So hopefully, like, AEW is going to keep growing and growing. Wrestling in the UK will keep growing and growing. And then the governor is not just here next year, but maybe the year after, he's wrestling for a title. Wow, man. That's the plan.
Very nice. Mercy, we're getting interrupted by Captain Insane making a return from the water.
He's not sorry. He doesn't care.
But I gotta ask, because the news just came out this week that previously you have signed an extension on your contract here in AEW. Talk us through that thought process a little bit, what went into the decision behind choosing to stay here, and everything that goes into that.
So Cody found me, he scouted me, essentially. Yeah. True story, he scouted me. We met each other through DDP. And AEW, I joined AEW at the very beginning. So before it even had a show, I'd sign May 1, or May 1st. When everyone else, all the originals, the Jungle Boys, the MJFs, all those guys, you know, the Pillars, Darby Allins, I was here then, right? And then it took 7 months to get a visa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know that. I know that life. Yeah, I live here now. I understand
really?
That.
Yeah. Well, how long did it take you to get your visa?
About 7, 8 months.
Really? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, mate, you get it. You get it, right? And your life's on hold. You can't do anything. You daren't go out and get in trouble, because you get in trouble and get arrested for whatever reason. If you get mistaken with somebody, you get nicked, you get arrested, then the visa's gone. Mm-hmm. I sat there 7 months, scared to do anything. I eventually got my visa. I was in the US for 3 weeks. It's January 2020. COVID happens. Mm-hmm. I'm back as the world's going to end. Back in the UK for 6 months. Nothing. Everything was shot. I couldn't even go and train. I couldn't even lock up a minute. I couldn't even put on an arm ringer on somebody. And then I eventually got to the US, and then there for a few, then there's been just problems after problems. And then my passport got nicked, which meant my visa got stolen, which meant my visa was essentially revoked. I had to leave the US to get a new visa, then go back to America. It's been a fucking nightmare. And then the issues I had with my 3-year visa, that then expired, in September last year. So I had to come back again, take another 4 months to get renew my visa. So it's like, it's been so much shit. Which followed me. It's just frustrations that nobody can control. And you can't control. I can't control COVID. I can't control my passport getting stolen once I sent it back to the UK to get rid of it. I can't control my passport getting stolen by somebody when it's in the USPS, the United States Postal Service. You know, it's like, do you know what I mean? So I can't control how long it takes to get a new visa appointment. So it's been really frustrating. So essentially, like, I wanted to renew my contract because no one's seen what I can do yet. No one's really, you've seen snippets of what I can do. You've seen, I've had one real match in AEW against Cody Rhodes. That was my first real match. And that was after 50 training sessions. 50, like, I had a pay-per-view match after 50 training sessions. I had 2 squash matches before that. I was so brand new. I was so new. I was still in the cellophane. I was still in the cellophane box. No one can see what, no one's seen what I can do. But no one's seen like how limitless my potential is. So I think I owe it to, I could have went off, I could have went elsewhere when my contract expired last year. But I think I owe it to AEW, owe it to Tony Khan, the AEW fans, that have been invested in me thus far, to see what I can, to show them what I can do and how big I can get. So essentially, yeah, I like it here, I like the people here, and I just really hope that here I can get the platform to show what I can do. You know, we've now got 2 shows, there's more TV time. I'm ready to go, I'm by the phone, waiting for the phone to call. When it calls, I'm gonna answer it, I'll turn up, I'll do my job, and I genuinely believe I can be one of the most enigmatic wrestlers in the world. I think there's nothing really out there like me. You've got British guys, you've got Will Ospreay, who's unbelievable. I don't do what he does. Pack, I don't do what he does. What I can do and the legitimacy that I bring from my former career, like, I think there's a gap in the industry, and I think it can be filled by a handsome 6'2", 228-pound figure. And I know you're busy, so you can't do it, so I'll do it instead.
I appreciate that very much. Anybody, Tony, you ever want to give me a call, I might clear my schedule. Talking about Tony Khan, you've spoken about how a face-to-face conversation with him at Fulham convinced you to sign in the first place. What was that conversation like? You talked about, you know, his vision for AEW, but what exactly did he say that made you have to say, okay, AEW is the place for me?
So bear in mind, we had never had a show by this point. This was before the first ever Double or Nothing. This was brand new.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was like, I think it's like May, I think it was something like May 20th at Fulham's ground. That was their last game of the season. They played Newcastle and they lost. They got relegated actually that day. It wasn't a good day for Fulham. And we sat there and the whole game, We both love football, both love wrestling. We're watching wrestling, watching football. Talking wrestling, watching football. Talking wrestling, watching football. He had some big agents. The last game of the season, all the agents come to the game, watch the game. Hey, Tony, can we talk about this player and that player? And the whole time, he spoke to me about wrestling. No, he had big, big, big stars on leaving in the summer. He could have been like renewing their deal or whatever. He talked to me about wrestling. So that energy, his vision, his passion for the business, I saw firsthand his passion for the business. And by this point, they'd never done a show. I had no idea what the concept was going to be, but his vision for it and his vision for me and where he saw me fitting in and what he wanted to achieve. It's easy to convince someone to do, it's easier to convince somebody to do something when they can see what it is. Right. Like, oh, we're going to do that. I go, cool, yeah, sweet. When you can't see anything, when it's a blank canvas and they're convincing somebody, it can be harder to get them to do it. But when he speaks to me, Cody speaks, who initially approached me, I was like, oh no, yeah, I want to be a part of this. This new, young, exciting, sexy venture. I want to do this, I want to be a part of this. And I'm glad I did. So circling back to your previous question, you know, I haven't feel like I've shown the world how good I can be yet, through no fault of my own, not through AW's fault, from COVID's fault, from passport stealer's fault, from post office fault, from things out of my control. And in life, all you can do is control the things you can control. Mm-hmm. And I can control that by working really hard, getting really good. I got really, really good at wrestling really, really quick. And I just want to show the world what I can do. So I think this is the right place for me right now. And whilst I'm here, I want to give it my all. And I'm here right now, so I'm going to give it my all.
Hell yeah, bro. I want to ask one final question about your feud with Cody Rhodes. And I've always thought that that feud was done. The US versus UK thing, the foreign heel element of it, was maybe almost done as a way to kind of ease you into the business with a first storyline. It's kind of a very tried and true cliche storyline that maybe was a little bit easier to sink your teeth into as someone coming in for the very first time. But what did you think coming in as your first time on TV on AEW? What was your thought process going in about doing a US versus UK storyline, especially at that time?
So my thought process, we've got to appreciate it as well, like as I've been a fan my entire life. Mm-hmm. That's why I picked up the nuances of wrestling, and there's many nuances, so quickly, because I'm an athlete, I wanted to get good, quick, and I got it. I got the craft. The whole business, and I never was that fan that used to like peer behind the curtain. So when I watched wrestling, I wanted to believe what I'm watching is real. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to know their real names. I didn't want to know what they had for breakfast. I didn't follow them on Instagram because I wanted to watch for that 2 hour period. I love James Bond. I don't follow Daniel Craig on Instagram because mm-hmm. I want to believe when I watch telly, he's James Bond. Same thing with wrestling. So I don't really understand the business side of things. I just like performing. And I've had to learn the business in AEW in a massive worldwide global scale. I didn't learn it doing indie shows, though, in your local right. wrestling club. So, no, and also their sense of you get into wrestle Cody Rhodes, who's one of the biggest names in the company, you know, and this is what we're doing. I wouldn't even now, if Chris Jericho said to me, hey, we're gonna work an angle, you're gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, I'll go, oh, brilliant, yeah, thank you so much, and I'll work the angle, I'll do what he said. I wouldn't go, hey Chris, rather than that, let's do this. Fucking hell, he's fucking Chris Jericho. He's been doing it for 30-odd, he's been doing it for wrestling for almost as long as I've been alive. Like, same thing with Cody, it's in his blood. Tony Khan, it's his company. If they say we're doing this, I'm not gonna say, nah, let's not do that, let's do this instead. I wouldn't even say it now, especially with my first angle. I did what I had to do. They said, shoot on America. Okay, so all the thing, I've lived there for the last 3 years, I don't particularly like it. So all I was, there's some parts I like, some parts I really don't like. Now you live here now, you get it, mm-hmm. right? So ultimately, it's like, I'm gonna go out there and say all the things I don't like about America. I'm just gonna say it. I wanna say all the things I quite like. I won't say that, I'll say all the shit things about it. And there's plenty of shit things about it. So I was being very authentic to myself. I think we could have done it. Again, retrospect is an amazing thing. Hindsight's an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. I think we could have done the same thing and left the countries aside. But also, it was America's like, it was their Remembrance Day. What's their America's? We have Remembrance Day in November. It was their Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right, yeah. So it was like, it was on that weekend. So like, obviously I wanted to do America, and obviously Cody, the American, whatever. So it made sense to do it. We could have done the same thing without the countries involved, in my opinion. But Tony decided to let the country. So ultimately, it was what it was. I would have liked to have went bigger. I would have liked to have done the national anthems. I would have liked to have done stuff where, like, maybe they sang the national anthem. And if you're going to do it, you're going to do it big. Do you know what I mean? I would have went to the nth degree to get some real heat. So, you know, in hindsight, I got to work Cody in my first storyline. I got to work one of the best wrestlers in the world. The first real wrestling match I had in a big storyline on the TV, you know, I'd had less than 50 matches. No person on the planet is going to say no to that, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was cool. I enjoyed it. I had fun, and I want more of it. Like, that was it. People. That's all I've done so far. People talk to me like 2 years on. We're talking about it. I wish we could have talked about 10 storylines by now. It hasn't happened because of stuff, but hopefully. In 2 years' time, we'll talk again. Hopefully before that, because you're a nice man. But hopefully we'll talk before that, and we'll talk about this one. What about you and Miro? You and Malakai Black? You and MJF? And hopefully we'll have way more things to talk about, right? And you can learn, you can grow, you can adapt. And that's what I've done. And yeah, from that experience, I'm way more equipped to go into the next storyline, whoever that may be against, and whenever that may be.
I'm traveling a lot, and when you travel, you got to protect your data. You got to protect your privacy online. NordVPN.com/Fightful allows me to do that, allows me to browse safely and securely. When you go to an airport, when you go to an arena, a restaurant, a hotel, you're usually connecting to that unsecured Wi-Fi, which leaves you susceptible to having your data stolen, any number of things taken from your private connection or what should be your private connection. NordVPN.com/Fightful makes it a private connection with the fastest VPN in the world, a 30-day money-back guarantee, and a ton of other features in addition to that peace of mind that you get when you can browse safely and securely. And I'm talking all your devices, Surface Pro, laptop, desktop, PC, smart TV, router, phone, whatever you're taking with you, NordVPN.com/Fightful will add extra layers of security to your digital life. You can get a password manager, a file encryption tool. Be safe. Be smart. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.